Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's that time of the year again. The finalists for this year's National Toy Hall of Fame have been announced at the Strong National Museum of Play. This might be the year, Whitney, that Chalk makes it on the Western New York Hall of Fame.
Chalk?
Chalk. Or maybe American Girl outmuscles He-Man and Masters of the Universe. But don't count out Uno, the Magic 8-Ball, which are also in the running along with Chutes and Ladders, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Pinball, the Sled. I mean, the Sled's pretty good.
Yeah.
Tic-Tac-Toe, Tickle Me Elmo, and Tudor Electric Football. A committee of experts will choose which of the finalists should take their place alongside other toy box mainstays like Barbie and Play-Doh. Fans are invited to weigh in through September 19th, by the way. The induction ceremony takes place November 8th. At the Strong Museum in Rochester, where the National Toy Hall of Fame is housed.
Wait.
You're not a fan of Chalk. You want to go back to Chalk?
Wait.
What?
No. The American Girl doll is not in there?
Apparently not.
And the sled? Like the sled? Like
I know.
A sled?
Mm-hmm.
That you...
Look, wow. It's a tough decision. There's a lot of great toys out there, but only so many can be inducted in a single year.
Ugh. I don't know. If a sled, really? Really?
You think that should be the go-to, or is it just... Well, I don't know. It just keeps getting passed up for more and more things.
It's really sad.
See,
I told you.
I knew this story would make people sad. It always makes people emotional.
It does. The poor sled.
It was my favorite toy. Why isn't it in the Hall of Fame?
Poor sled. Hurricane Florence. Not a good time. Not a good time at all. A Mike Tyson punch is how this hurricane is being described. That's how it's going to feel for people on the Carolina coastline, according to Jeff Byard of FEMA. Florence, one of the strongest storms on the eastern seaboard in decades, is on a current trajectory that would have it crawling up the North Carolina coast. And I mean crawl, moving at just 2 to 3 miles per hour. Then it is predicted to turn inward, causing life-threatening storm surge up to 13 feet, disastrous winds, and inundating rain. This is according to CNN. The National Hurricane Center is saying that up to 40 inches of rain is possible, and that would spawn catastrophic flooding to parts of the Carolinas that would last through early next week. So far, more than 1 million people are under mandatory evacuation in the Carolinas and Virginia. And as usual, they're the people that plan to quite literally weather the storm.
The worst.
You know, I mean, if we learned anything from the images of people and animals being rescued from their rooftops during Harvey last year in Houston, it's, you know, get out while you can. Don't test a hurricane's might. But this is interesting. This is something that I found in my research about the hurricane. FEMA uses the Waffle House, the restaurant chain.
Oh, yes. Love the Waffle House.
As a sort of barometer for how bad a storm is affecting a community.
Really? Well, in the South, obviously.
In the South. Because, it's below the Mason-Dixon line, I believe, is where the Waffle House begins. But this is because the Waffle House restaurants are known to stay open, kind of come hell or high water, literally, during a natural disaster. So federal officials use them to determine the severity of, you know, a hurricane, tornado, whatever is going on in an area. Because if the Waffle House is closed, you know it's bad.
Oh, my God.
No, it's real bad.
I did not know this was a thing.
And FEMA, again, FEMA, like, this is a serious federal agency. FEMA coined the term Waffle House Index to measure the effect of a natural disaster in an area. So if a Waffle House, you know, shuts down or God forbid limits its menu items, then it's really serious.
Well, I was going to say weather out this storm, but I can't get my grid, so I guess I'll just evacuate.
Exactly.
Is that like that's
yeah.
how it goes?
Yeah, literally.
Unbelievable. I like how you called it the Waffle House, by the way. Like
it's the Waffle
like
House.
Like the McDonald's.
It is the Waffle House.
It's just Waffle House.
No. I lived in Florida. I don't want to hear about it from you. Fraudulent.
We talked earlier this week about the negative reactions over Mac Miller's death and specifically how Ariana Grande was targeted. Now her brother, Frankie Grande, opening up in an Instagram post yesterday, paying tribute to Mac Miller, saying, quote, "I am beyond heartbroken over Malcolm's death." Yes, he calls him Malcolm. "He was a good friend and was wonderful to my sister. He was the reason I went to rehabilitation."
Oh, wow.
"Where I was detoxed safely from all of the drugs, alcohol, and medication I was taking."
Wow.
"When I couldn't imagine living without them." He continued, "Malcolm, my friend, you'll be dearly missed, and I know you'll be looking down on me from heaven. Proud AF for every day I live my clean life sober. 453 days and counting. Thank you from the bottom of my heart."
Aww.
Which adds more layers to it.
I had no idea Frankie Grande had a drug or had a substance problem.
But it adds more layers to it, too, where Mac Miller was the influence for him to get clean. And it just speaks to how devastating this really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. Well, I hope things are kind of, you know, calming down for Ariana Grande. I haven't heard as much about people trolling her and doing stuff because it was really bad for a couple of days.
Well,
there.
Sure. And it was the initial response. And,
yeah.
And this happens to a lot of people when they get upset or mad about something. They just immediately lash out.
His daily routine on his Instagram. And we need to talk about this because A, it's insane. And B, like, for instance, I didn't think anybody got up earlier than you and I.
Oh,
I really
well,
didn't.
TV people do for sure, and then anyone who works jobs that have to get earlier than we do.
Right. Well, that's I'm not, but okay. Mark Wahlberg wakes up every day of his own volition at 2:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
2:30.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. And so he goes through his routine by the times. So at 2:45. He listed prayer time, followed by breakfast at 3:15 a.m. Then he works out from 3:40 to 5:15 a.m., followed by, you know, normal activities throughout the rest of the morning and day, golfing, family time, work, emails, meetings, etc. However, this is also notable. At 4 o'clock, he works out for a second time, 4 p.m., and
Maniac.
Then he goes to bed every night at 7:30. That's earlier than us.
Well.
I guess, like, that's one way to accrue a net worth of $225 million, but why? 2:30 in the morning? I mean, does he have insomnia?
There's a lot of people that like to get up super early.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that like to go into work super early because, and I think this—
No distractions.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I can't say that. Well, I come in here and I'm distracted immediately.
Well, we have a different kind of job. But I don't know if it's as much the time that he gets up. It's the routine. I think that's the true key, right?
Sure.
Because you need to be regimented. And that's with anything when it comes to, you know, if it's a workout routine. Like, once you get into your flow, it gets so easy, but it's so hard to get in and out of that.
Question is why? Why get into a routine where you're getting up at 2:30 a.m.? Why?
Because
it doesn't make any sense.
It can.
Why not?
Okay. Because he has dedication.
But you know what? Like, so a lot of very successful people do get up really freaking early. Like, this definitely
early
is a trend.
Early bird gets the worm.
Sure.
It's a phrase as old as time.
Sure. There was an article on the Huffington Post, or in the Huffington Post, this was, I don't know, a few months ago. Like, Apple CEO Tim Cook wakes up every day at 3:45 a.m. The Rock wakes up every day and is at the gym by 4 a.m.
Yeah. Because they're that driven. Like they are a different level than the rest of us.
Right.
Like
right,
that's
right,
a different
right.
level of drive
it
than
is.
We, and I don't know if it's a thing you can get yourself to a point where you think that way and you're able to push yourself to do that. Or I honestly feel like a lot of it is just like, it's genetics. Like, you either have it or you don't, because that is a whole new level. It's just unbelievable.
I get getting up early for, like, you know, for work or something like that. I mean, if you're like a CEO, like some of the people on that list. But why 2:30? That's just weird. That's
well, think
just
about
weird. For no reason.
Not,
for no
think,
reason.
But think about their lives, too. And it goes back again to the people that go into work early to avoid getting distracted.
Yeah.
Think about how many people are trying to reach out and contact them.
Mm-hmm.
That early in the morning is probably their own peaceful time where they know there's not an assistant yelling about them about something, or someone's wanting them to do a movie or wanting them to do some kind of event or reaching out about this possible product or blah, 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 blah. So I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah. Well, if you get, let's open this up. If you get up really, really early, why do you do it? especially if it's not for work. Like if you're just doing it kind of, again, because, you know, like you could sleep in till 7:30 every day, 8 o'clock, but you choose to get up at 5, 4:30, 4, mm-hmm. whatever. Would love to know why. 222-9800. I also threw this out on Facebook. What is the absolute earliest you would get up every day for your dream job?
Ooh, actually, right. Hang on to that because I'm curious of these results. Ah, okay. We'll get to that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.